go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, here with another great episode for you today. And while I don't have a fantastic guest like we've had the last few weeks, I have a solo show for you, but it's pretty fantastic. I'm going to get real, going to get raw, and we're going to talk about the 6 brutal lessons that really changed everything for me. The things that I wish I had learned 30 years ago. They would have catapulted me much farther than I am now at a much higher rate. And even if you take just a couple of these and apply them to your life, apply them to your business, they'll make a huge difference. I guarantee it, without a doubt. Well, let's dive right into the first one. The first, not necessarily the most important, these are in a random order, but the first one that came to mind when I was putting this together is that you will become your circle. You know, we've all heard the story for years and years of, you become the 5 people you spend the most time with. Well, there's a lot of truth there. But there's an angle of it that people don't often think about. So while those people are, some of them are certainly your friends, your coworkers, all those sorts of things, I think the circle is a little bit bigger than 5. And the thing we also have to remember is that it also includes family. Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one. So you're telling me that my family are part of my circle and part of that create who I am? Yeah, absolutely they are. Sometimes the dynamics can be fantastic and they really lift you up. And other times they can just drain the heck out of you. And that goes for family and friends. And for those of you living the entrepreneur life, you know this to be especially true. They often don't understand. They often want different things out of their lives. They often see security in a different way than you see. That's a double-edged sword. I mean, people can definitely be behind you and it can be uplifting and it can be life-changing. But also the ones when you hear the negative of, oh no, you can't do that. Oh no, you need to get a job. No, you need to do it this way. No, that's not normal. No, you can't take those risks. No, you can't invest like that. Thinking things always needed to be done the way they have always been done. Really limiting beliefs. So I would encourage you to choose closely who you spend your time with, who you do life with, who walks alongside you. Choose people that are going to stretch you. Choose people that are going to make you better. People that are not going to allow you to stay the same. People that are going to hold you accountable. Not people that are going to be yes men or yes women saying, oh, rah, rah, everything you do is just great. The people that will tell you the tough things and say that the tough things to you that you need to hear are worth their weight in gold. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. The people that will say the tough things to you are worth their weight in gold. If you have someone like that in your circle, pull them close, keep them tight. Keep them right next to you because they're going to provide the feedback that is just real and raw and to the point. And they're just not going to give a crap what they say. They're going to give you the real feedback that you need to grow yourself to the next level. It's real easy just to be always positive and to feed people bullshit. But that needs to stop. We need to start and get to the point where, we're not worried about being politically correct. We're not worried about how we're saying things. We need to just say them in the truest, most open fashion so that those messages can be received by people the way they should. I know in my life, I really value my brothers and sisters that come alongside me that way and tell me, hey, what you just did sucks or it's awesome. But I know that they're going to tell me both extremes so that when I get feedback from them, I know it's going to be true and it's not just going to be somebody trying to tell me what I want to hear. I try to keep more people like that in my life and less ones that don't understand or don't believe in my vision or don't know where I'm going or don't understand or don't even take the time to care. So, number one, you will eventually become your circle, so be very careful with who you let in. whether it's friends, family, old friends, oh, I've known them since I grew up, doesn't matter. You have control of who's in that circle and make very careful decisions. The next thing that popped to mind was pretty simple, actually. Simple but not easy. You have to do the work, period. You can sit and mental masturbate all day and make a plan and dream and all those sorts of things, and that's all great. But until you actually put it into action, it's a waste of your time. There is no $997 course that you can buy, or no online degree you can get, or no book you can read that's going to do a damn thing for you if you won't do the work. You absolutely have to. When you start viewing it as, okay, it's great to have a dream, but now I need a plan to go with that dream to make it happen. As soon as you connect those dots, you can make anything you want happen, and things can happen a lot faster than you would ever believe possible. There certainly comes a point when, you know, we all don't know what we don't know. You know, we know what our goal is, we know where we want to be, but we have absolutely zero idea how to get there. That kind of goes back to number one, and make sure you have the right people in your circle so that even if you don't know what you don't know, you know who to ask. You know who to get guidance from. Definitely a big believer in getting some mentors in your life that have went where you are or are going where you're going and are, you know, way ahead of you, and that getting them to help learn from their mistakes. That's the one thing I hope I can pass down to my clients, is that just that, you know, these are the mistakes I made. These are the wrong choices I made. These are the wrong paths. I can give you the condensed version of how to learn from that and how to apply that to your business and your life in such a way that you don't have to go through, and it really shrinks down the time factor of how quickly you can learn that, you know, how quickly you can implement, and you can just jump ahead, way ahead of where you should be. You know, along with doing the work, the other key thing with that is to be able to track your results, to be able to know without a doubt, did I achieve or did I not achieve that goal? It's black or white. There is no gray area. That's the land of excuses. You know, the land of gray is the land of excuses. Either you either achieved the goal or you didn't. You didn't give it a good try. You didn't, you know, get a participation trophy. You either did or you didn't. It's either yes or no. If you did, great, you just won. If you didn't get it done, then you're going to learn from it and you're going to do it better next time. For me, when I started tracking my results, but then also when I started gamifying things, it completely changed the narrative. Like, for example, full disclosure, I really fucking hate cardio. I mean, like, I loathe it. I mean, I hate it. I used to always say, hey, Steve, do you run? No, I run when people are chasing me, and then they better be pretty large and well-armed. But in all seriousness, little things have made a huge difference. Like, I got a Whoop. I don't know if you know what a Whoop is, but it's a fitness strap you put on your wrist, and it tracks your heart rate, and it tracks how hard you work. And it gives you, you know, clear strain level is what they call it, of basically how hard was that workout. And then on the other flip side of it, it measures how well did you sleep, how well did you recover. And with this data, I'm finding that it just makes a huge difference in how I feel and what I achieve on those workouts. And it also makes, for me, it makes cardio, you know, tolerable. It's probably going to sound so silly, but you know, it's got this little circular ring that moves, kind of like the Apple Watches and stuff, but it moves based on how hard you're straining yourself. And you can, to make it move, you got to sweat, you got to get that heart rate up. And boy, I'm really enjoying making that thing move. It just distracts me from the actual process, and I enjoy it a lot more. And in the end of the day, I get it done. But then the key thing is that I get it done in a measurable way. So, you know, if I can't tell for 100% for sure if I got to a point or not, you know, if there's no number associated, if there's no way to measure it, if I'm just going by feelings, that's where we all go wrong as humans. Feelings lie to us all the time. Facts don't. The more we can live, especially when we're going towards our goals, the more we can live in the world of facts, the better off we're going to be. Like I say, gamify it. It'll change things for you. Those of you that are entrepreneurs like I am, business owners, those that have chose a little different path in any way. Number three is that you have to realize that you're different, and that's okay. We're all unique. We're all perfect. We're all, completely just us. And that's okay. We don't have to be sorry for it. We don't have to try to conform to what other people want us to be. We can be what we want to be. We can achieve the things we want to achieve. My dreams won't be your dreams. My idea of a perfect family unit is probably not the same as yours. My idea of a perfect vacation is not the same as yours. And that's okay. And we can extend that into how we want to make our living, what we want to do for our legacy. You know, as an entrepreneur, I'm sure any of you out there probably really used to people just not understanding and not getting what you're trying to do and just don't understand why you don't get a real job. And, you know, what people have to understand is that there's 3% of people out there like us that are freaks, that are mutants. And the other 97% work for the 3%. Yeah, that's tough. Every big company out there say, oh no, I work for a big corporation. I work for this. I work for that. You know, other than arguably the government, every single corporation was started by somebody at some point with a dream, which led into multi-billion dollar companies. Some are small, some are big. It doesn't matter. But what they have to realize is that, other than, government, state jobs, really everything was created by capitalism, by entrepreneurs wanting to provide services and then bringing people along with them. I mean, if you're not spending your time working on your dream, someone else will hire you to build theirs. Yeah, those are some tough words too. Number four, you are responsible for your own success or failure. No one is coming to save you. There is absolutely nothing I can do to change your outcome. It all goes back to, again, the first three we talked about too. Your circle, whether or not you do the work, and embracing the fact that you're different. Your success or failure is yours. It's not mine. While I can certainly help equip you, and I can help give you tools, and I can give you encouragement, and I can even give you accountability, at the end of the day, where the rubber meets the road is what's inside you, is what you're going to let out or what you're not going to let out, and what you're going to say is okay. Is okay good enough? Can I do things halfway? Can I not, live my full potential? At the end of the day, that's on you. No one can change that. I can't save you. And if I try to, I'll simply pull myself down with you. A good analogy is people always talk about crabs in a bucket. Well, it's true. When you're surrounded with people that are down lower, that are not motivated to do much, just, go put in their 40 hours a week and that's it. Don't see much purpose in it. Don't really do something that there really lights them up, their soul on fire. Boy, when you try to crawl out of that, there's people grabbing at your legs, trying to pull you back down, saying, no, it's not safe up there. Don't go up there. Don't go do that. And you know in your heart and your mind where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. But man, it's hard to get away from that. And then once you do, it's just a freeing feeling. Knowing that, hey, I'm choosing my path. I've got control for me. I mean, for me, my entrepreneurial journey started really when I was laid off from a job and I sat on my butt and felt sorry for myself. And, I'd always been taught that working for someone else is where security came. The bigger corporation you work for, the bigger company, the more secure. You go, you find a job, you work 30 years, you retire, and that's it. That's the dream. Well, my dream was disrupted. Next thing you know, I'm out of work and wondering, well, hey, how am I going to take care of my family? Thankfully at the time, my wife was working and making a good living too, so that certainly helped. But I certainly felt sorry for myself for a while before I finally picked myself up and did some real thinking and came to the conclusion that for me, might be different for you, but for me, the only way that I would ever feel secure is if I built something myself. It's kind of like building a house. If you have the skills, there's no one that's going to build it better than you. No one will do something for you better than you would do it yourself if you have the skills. So take your own life by the horns. Take, you know, go all in, 110%. Do it for you. Do it for your family. Focus on what you want and go get it. No more excuses. No more tomorrows. We're going to run out of tomorrows and we don't know when. Tomorrow's not promised. Go out there and get it. Remember, you are responsible for your success or your failure. Number five, when you're figuring out what you're going to do, and this probably applies more to entrepreneurs, business owners, when you're trying to figure out, you know, hey, what am I going to do? What do I want to be? What do I want to build? Focus first on helping people. Whatever that looks like for your industry or for what you're trying to do, focus on the people and doing good and doing good things. Because if you do that, the money you seek will come, and later on, the legacy will come too. One thing you'll find over time, once you get going, money is easy to accumulate, but the purpose portion of what we all do is a harder part. And if you don't get that right first, it's harder to get right later. That's certainly something I learned the hard way. I was chasing dollars for a long time, and I was never really content or never really felt fulfilled with what I did. And then when I actually sat down and thought, okay, what will I leave for a legacy? What will people be reminded of me when I'm gone? Or to put it a different way, what will be said of me? I didn't like what I came up with. I didn't like where I thought I was at. And the more I changed that narrative and focused on how can I do good? How can I help people? How can I make a difference? What am I going to leave behind? The other pieces just fell into place. So focus on the people first. Focus on the good work. You know, focus on making a difference. And everything else will fall into place. Number six, the last but certainly not least, everything is connected. You need to realize that there are no compartments in your life. There is no such thing as, you know, putting things in a neat little box. It's not how it works. It's not how it works at all. Took me years and years to figure that out. And it's always a journey. You know, we're always focusing on one thing and doing it really well, and then focusing on another one. And then the first one that we were doing well on, we're no longer doing well. Really, if you break it down, there's really like four main quadrants of most people's lives. And you got to have all four firing perfectly to propel yourself to the best version of you. Of course, the first one, you know, that people think of often is work, you know. Work's got to be on point. I got to be making money. My business has to be doing good. Yeah, that's important. I mean, that kind of fuels some of the other areas, but then the other areas in turn fuel your work. You know, take your health, for example. And this one's for me, this one was a big one. Because it's a slow fade. One moment you think, hey, you know what? My body's weaponized. I feel great. I'm ready to take on the world. You know, work starts getting a little bit more hectic. Okay, well, you know what? Skipping the gym a few days won't hurt. You know what? A few cheap meals won't hurt. Next thing you know, you're eating more garbage than you're eating good, and you're skipping more workouts than you're actually doing. And of course, obviously, the COVID didn't help any of this either. But that's just an excuse. I mean, if we really wanted to do it, we could. But I certainly fell into the mess, and it just feels so good to get myself back to what I know it should be. Getting my body weaponized again. You know, getting myself back to feeling good, working out every day. At least once a day, it really becomes part of like your routine. And the interesting thing is like how much that fuels everything else. For me, when my body's on point and my workouts are on point and I'm eating right, everything else just is good. It's really good. The next pillar, of course, is family. I mean, you know, you have to have your family unit, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's, you know, spouse, kids, you know, whatever, your family unit. You know, for me, my dogs are in my family unit too. They're probably some of my favorite family members, but they're just so darn consistent. You know, they're always happy to see you. But, you know, your family unit needs to be strong. You need to take the time every day and pour into that. You know, whether it's, you know, spending some quality time, or sometimes, like, you know, if you don't see your kids or spouse because of work schedules for a while. I know, like, when my kids were little, my wife and I did the opposite schedule thing for a while, and it really took a toll. You know, one was working days, one was working afternoons, just so that we could always be there with our kids and we could not stick them in daycare. And that was tough. Those were some tough years, but you got to have your family unit on point if you want everything else. You know, if your home life is bad, you better believe your business is going to be bad. Your job's going to be bad. You're probably going to be upset, so you're not going to be working out. Your health is going to be bad. So they all kind of go together. And the last pillar, and arguably the most important, really kind of the glue that holds it all together for me anyway, would be God, my faith. You know, that looks different for different people, and that's okay. I think the one thing most people agree on is that there is a higher power. You know, what we call God is different for different people, but he or she is there. You need that relationship. You need that spiritual side to be firing on all cylinders too. It just fuels each other. And really, when you start getting all four firing, it tends to snowball. I had a good day at work. Okay. I had a good workout. Okay. I had a good workout and a good day at work, good day in the business. So I'm having a great night with my family. I had all these. So you know what? I'm going to be up early the next day and I'm going to spend my time with God. And then in turn, all snowballs just into this massive positive effect. And the next thing you know, that you're working towards becoming the best you that you possibly can be and just accomplishing things that you don't know you could. It's just amazing how when the way those four work together. And you know, there's a bunch of different books and people out there that talk about those four pillars. They call them different things. They look at them a little bit differently, but it's all the same. Really, what it's just saying, you know, is that you need to get all areas of your life in order. You can't have one good and another bad and become the best you you can. And what other thing that usually happens to most people is that when one or two of those starts slipping and the rest come crashing down too. So either all four raise you up or when one starts to fall, two start to fall, the rest of them can tear you down too. So those six things are just really for me, the brutal lessons that I wish I had learned, you know, 30 years ago. You know, I wish I had someone, you know, dad to teach me those or whoever, somebody to teach me those and instill those in me. Man, if I had learned those, you know, when I was 16, 17, 18 years old, who knows back then if I would have even listened, to be quite honest. But had I learned those sooner, instead of the hard way over the years, certainly would have been farther in my journey. I hope these benefit you in your journey, wherever you're at. It's never too early or too late to implement these. And you'll be surprised just as you start to do them, what difference they will make in your life in a short period of time. You know, it's got a strange way of compressing time when you start getting multiple things right, you know. So what I will do is I will sum them up one more time for you all. Real short and sweet. Number one, you will become your circle. Be very careful of who you let near you and who you surround yourself with. That goes for friends and family. Two, you have to do the work. Making a plan or buying a course doesn't matter. You can't take your dreams to the bank. You need to do the work. You need to get a plan. Try out some gamification. It changed everything for me. Number three, you're different and that's okay. We're all unique. Listen to that one about five times if you're an entrepreneur, because it applies even more so. Just because we're what's wired at the core so different than 97% of the people out there. Number four, you are responsible for your own success or failure. There is nobody coming to save you, and no one can do your work for you. You are responsible. You need to own that. Number five, focus on helping people first or solving people's problems. The money will come, and your legacy will follow. Don't chase dollars. I did that for too long. You'll get nowhere. You'll find some for a while, and then you won't, but in the end, you'll find yourself very unfulfilled, wanting to just burn your business to the ground. Number six, and arguably the most important, everything is connected. Your work, business, your health, body, your family, wife, kids, spouse, whatever that looks like for you. Dog is definitely important too. Cats, not so much. And God, spirituality, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Get all four areas of your life in order and watch yourself take off. Remember, if there's anything I can ever do for you, please reach out. Happy to help. Always up for a good conversation. You certainly find me on Facebook, Steve Schaubacher. Hit me in the DMs or check out my website, steveschaubacher.com. I am the Tactical Entrepreneur, and thank you for tuning in. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.